I feel like I should have some kind of musical instrument to play like a solo over this.
The only musical instrument I can play is the radio.
Oh, I thought, never mind. I thought you were going to say something. Oh, Bob, like, I don't need to know that. Welcome to the Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com.
.com.
We are going to talk tonight primarily about the big changes in Supercross.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for introducing me.
I am your host, Phil. That was Warren, who rudely interrupted me before I got to the introductions. And Ken is busy working on our Patreon account. That's patreon.com/NTN Radio. NTN. Not NTN Radio. Just NTN. We're not going to... This is the deal. We're not going to let Ken talk...
Until
we make another... I'm going to set the standards really high here. $2 a show. Two of you at $1, one of you at $2, and we're going to limit Ken's time back.
The number of...
If you want him to talk...
A dollar a minute.
If you want to talk, have Ken talk for a whole show, we need
$30.
I feel like a cam model. We need to make our goal.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ken to talk the entire show. You know what? This is genius. Let's base the Doghouse off of Kaya model stuff. We're going to need to make $20 a show Patreon account. Then we'll bring Ken back, right? That's what it costs to put Ken on the air. It's just a break
even. Too expensive.
Just a break even. So, Ken, you're going to have to sit there without saying a word. Again, I know you hate it. I can see the anger in your bald spot. I'm having fun with this today. But yeah, seriously, we do have a Patreon account. It would be great if you helped out. If you don't want to help out, it just shows you hate us and you don't respect what we do. You don't like us and all that good stuff. Before I go any further into and get into Supercross, Warren had brought this up and we kind of blew it off last week. So we're going to mention it this week. And I'll just let Warren... say how great he thinks it's going to be, and then I'm going to laugh. Warren, tell us about Orange County Choppers.
It's back.
It's like chlamydia.
No, Orange County Choppers is coming back to the Discovery Channel.
No, actually, chlamydia, actually, you get it by a fun way. So, okay.
Yeah, Discovery's bringing it back after a five-year hiatus.
Hiatus!
See how I use that word?
I do like it.
But, yeah, I guess that Discovery Channel's decided that they don't have anything new in the motorcycle world that they could use.
It's not like we are more than 40 miles from the Discovery Channel and would do a show, right?
You wouldn't even have to pay us very much. Not much.
Ken almost had a heart attack. I could just see Ken going, "It's the big one! I'm coming, Alice!" Wow, I thought Ken was dying. And by not much... Warren obviously means as compared to the cast of Friends.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's what he means.
Or Big Bang Theory or any of those long-term shows. We don't want that much money. We'll work up towards it.
We do, but we're just realistic. Yeah. We're not going to get that.
We'll start low and aim high.
But yeah, you know, they've run out of ideas. And
what is up with the entertainment industry and running out of ideas? I mean, movies, they suck.
Yeah.
Everything's repeats and
Let's remake prequel. Chips. That was a great idea.
Prequels to sequels to no quills to night quill.
To no frills. And that's how you end up with. You know what? I have an idea. Why don't we put Billy Lane, do Biker Bill off again and have Billy Lane and old ass Dave Perowitz and old ass. I like Dave Perowitz. I shouldn't be picking on like that.
He's retired.
I know.
His daughter's running the show now.
She's hot. Have you ever seen his daughter?
Actually, I haven't.
His daughter is hot. Dave Perowitz's daughter is hot.
I will definitely look her up.
I do miss the times that she would call me and ask me for directions to places. I don't even know how that all began. I'm not even sure who gave her my phone number. But I got a phone call one time, and I was like, hello, and it was her. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, what's the best way to take a camper and a this? To somebody told me you would know.
And did you?
Oh, yeah, I did, right? I mean, it was my wheelhouse. I'm not going to lie. I can't think of her name. I think it's Jody. But she's actually pretty smoking hot. She used to wear these glasses sometimes, and she.
I may have seen her.
She used to hang out at the bike shows with him and stuff.
Okay, because I've met him a couple times.
Like that's like she's not like it's not like she's like model hot. She's like girl next door hot,
which is usually better.
Which is way better, but she has like some tattoos and she's dolled up. Okay, I didn't know her. She was going to shows with him and stuff when I met her and stuff and. And then she started becoming this own personality of herself, which is cool and everything. But I thought she was much hotter as like the girl next door chick that walked around and at the shows. I want to say she used to walk around with like a corgi or something, a small little dog.
Okay, I'm seeing pictures of her. Yeah, I did not know who she was, but I did see her with him at one of the shows. I think Daytona.
Yeah. So anyways, enough about that because somebody's probably going to forward this show to her and I'm probably going to get it beaten, right? Or Dave's going to be like, I'm going to give that guy a beat next time I see him.
I'd pay money to watch.
So would I. No, I don't have
any. Stay down, Phil. Listen,
if you want me to get my ass beat by Dave Perowitz, all you have to do, I'm sure he'll do it for the money. go to our Patreon account, start donating some money.
He might do it for free.
shut up. So if you want to see the celebrity death match, film from the doghouse.
You're going to have to pay to watch.
No, well, we're going to have to pay to get him here. Right? I'm not driving to Rhode Island to get my ass beat or Massachusetts, wherever the hell they actually
I'll drive you.
Shut up. Warren, I'm muting your mic for the rest of the show. This is the doghouse brought to you with just Phil all by his little lonesome.
We want to charge for admission.
Here we go. I just muted you. There. You happy now?
Charge for admission.
but anyways, let's get into MotoGP.
Where do we're
Supercross.
We're off course somewhere.
I know. You have me so frustrated. Supercross. Supercross has a lot of changes for 2018.
Surprisingly, quite a few.
Yeah.
I didn't expect this at all.
I didn't
expect
the amount.
You can always see things being tweaked year to year.
Yeah.
But this is some big stuff.
Some of it I agree with. Some of it I don't. Some of it I like, some of it I don't.
Some of it's going to have to be a wait and see.
Yes, I agree with that too. Here's the first thing, is they've changed the point system so that more people get points. You know, a bunch of added one, and now winning the race you get 26 points instead of 25. Second place is 23 instead of 22. Pretty much all the point differentials stay the same, except between 4th and 5th. Instead of being 4th and 5th being a 2-point drop, it's a 1-point drop. That could be big.
And you can get more points for the lower. I mean, it used to cut off at 15?
No, it used to cut off at 18 or 19.
Now it goes
to 21.
Yeah.
Right? But the big change in that is that instead of 2 points, the extra point you get there for between fourth and fifth, right? For fourth and fifth.
Which could. Based on how things have been going, some of those guys...
That actually could be important, right? Mm-hmm. That could be real important. You know, so that'll be something interesting to see. I don't know at the time if we know when we see it, if that's going to be important. But we might be able to look back at the end of the 2018 season.
Yeah, this is one of those wait-and-see
when we have a championship to see if that actually played, if it mattered at all. But it has the potential... I'm sure it's just a logistics thing for them and so that they can have a couple more guys get a couple more points because it's easier for a rider to get sponsors to say, hey, I scored 35 points in Supercross last year instead of, oh, I got none.
And if I had your backing, I could probably score more.
I could get 20 points or something, you know, 20 additional points. So I kind of am supportive of that. I'm totally cool with it. I don't think there's anything that is a big change. Here's the biggest change to the weekly Supercross is the next one. Even though points is usually you say that's the biggest change.
No, I don't think the points is
more,
the biggest change.
No more semis.
That is a big change.
Which I'm kind of glad. For a while they didn't have semis. Then what? 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they brought semis back. They hadn't had them for a while.
I'm not bothered by it. But I'm kind of wary of it because of one of the other changes that we're going to talk about in a few minutes.
Yeah. So I like that. I don't like, you know, to me, two semis were like two extra last chance qualifiers.
Yes. So now
you had guys running a lot of extra. you know, it was something that I didn't really think about, and I'd have to look because I couldn't even pull this off the top of my head, is were there any injuries suffered during the heat races?
I'm sure there were.
I'm sure there were, right? I'm sure there were injuries and stuff like that. And I don't like saying the less time the guy's out there, the less chance he has of getting hurt. But, you know, if you're going to take four guys in the top round and then four losers in the second round, and yes, I called them losers, right?
The first-place losers.
First-place losers, right? Why not just take nine from the top round and get it over and done with?
Which is what they're
going to
do.
Which is, they're going back to the way it was with just the heats. You have 1 through 9, and then they made the LCQs longer in time.
So you had,
so we get to watch losers longer, which I'm not exactly overly happy with. But at some point, you do have to fix dinner.
So the top nine from each heat will go directly to the main event. I heard you. I'm not paying no attention.
I'll just be
while the positions of 10 through 20 will have to go through the last chance.
Right. So I like the LCQ. I like that. I like that setup better.
I think I like the idea better, but it depends on what they're replacing the heats with, which is probably what you're going to talk about next.
Well, okay. They're just making the races longer, right?
Well, a little bit longer, but not a lot.
Not a lot. But they'll put in, well, actually what I was going to talk about next wasn't really that, but it kind of is that. So here's where it starts getting big changes, right? And changes that actually could affect points championships and stuff. We all know how successful. I mean, we were talking about it. The Monster Million, right?
Yeah.
Marvin Musquin, Money Marvin Musquin. And that's what I'm going to call him from now on, Money
well,
Musquin.
Well, until the next Monster
right.
Energy.
Well, I'm still going to call him that because I sometimes play that Scattergories. Right, and they have that athlete, and you can get that triple word score. You can get extra points if you can have somebody with three names. And if it's on Jay, I always hit him with Jersey Jake Johnson. Right? So I want Money Marvin Musquin in case I ever need it for Scattergories. So we got to push that. Like Brad the Bullet Baker, I use that too. Anyways, and I just truly believe there should be more flat track names than other forms of racing. Ken hates that. They announced the Triple Crown. This is like the first time in a long time I've seen Supercross do a gimmick that actually happened during their season, right? Monster Energy Cup is kind of a Supercross gimmick.
It is.
But it's not a points race.
No.
Right? And it's none of that. So this is the first time
it's a race for $1 million.
That I can remember. They're going to do the Triple Crown. So at three events, Anaheim 2 of 500, Atlanta and Minneapolis, they're going to have three main event races. So to accomplish that all in your TV timeout thing, in your TV schedule, they're just going to take the top 18 qualifiers. They're going to take the top 18 qualifiers and then have an LCQ for the four leftover. I like this. Puts a little pressure on the qualifying, right? One of the reasons I didn't like the heat is it gave guys like anybody who wrecked that was a big name of the star, gave them two opportunities to get back in the race instead of one. Right? I like putting the pressure on. Pressure makes better racing.
This is definitely going to do it.
So the top 18, and they're going to have this for, I guess in the readings, the way I read it, is they're going to have it for both 250s and 450s at these events. So you're going to have,
both
at those nights, six mains. Ken's going to hate that, right? Ken usually just watches the main, F the qualifying, F the
heats, watch them all.
F the LCQs, like loser chance qualifying, right? He's going to have to watch them all. Ken's going to hate that. That's one of the reasons we didn't invite him into the show this week.
Yeah, they're going to run 6 minute, 10 minute, and the final 12 minute
for the
main.
250s.
Yeah.
And then for the 450s, it's going to be an 8 minute, and this is all plus one laps, right? I don't want to get any emails saying, well, it's 8 minutes plus one lap. We get that. We're just conceding that. So it's an 8 minute, 12 minute, 15 minute, and they're going to score points. So instead of getting 26 points each race win, you don't get that. They're going to have
Olympic style
points for the overall, which is kind of like what they do in motocross, but they don't want to say, we're going to have our competitive series points for the overall, right? They don't do that. So for the Olympic style of points. So the winner would get 1 point, second place 2 points, third place 3 points, yada, yada, yada. And then lowest point total at the end of the night wins the overall. So if you are Marvin Musquin and you score 3 wins, you're going to have a 3. You definitely get the overall. You will then get the 26 championship points. So on and so forth down the road.
Now, what I didn't quite get from this is it's a triple crown, and I'm assuming they're basing it on the horse racing triple crown. What's the prize if I win all 3 triple crown races? I didn't see anything talking about that.
Well, they do have 3 triple crown races, 3 triple crown weekends with 3 races apiece in.
Yeah, if
coincidence, I think if we were conspiracy theorists, there would be something in that, right?
Yeah, but if I won all 3 locations,
there's no
special
mentioned.
Prize. There's I don't no get $1 million.
No, but you would get us 73 points for your championship
which is a big points
championship total.
But you know, I think they should throw something in like that. So if you win,
here's what I don't know if I like about this.
If you win this, if you had the smallest number of points coming out all 3 races, you should win something. Because that's pretty spectacular.
Like the Petit Le Mans thing that they do in IMSA racing, you know, where it's its own. You know, I don't. Yeah, part of me says if you're doing that, you might as well do that. Here's what I like about this. Here's what I don't like about it. Here's one thing I don't like about this is when do I fix my food when I'm watching the race?
Good point.
Right? I mean, now I can't do what a Ken does.
You know, go out in a heat or LCQ.
Show up and just watch the finals and F the rest. I don't care. Right? Ken doesn't care how you get there. It's just that you're there, right?
That's what the fast forward button is for, according to Ken.
That's right. You can't take your NASCAR nap. I like it because it does make people want to watch the whole event. There's a lot of kids, attention spans being what they are. The time the schedule happens, where it's like nighttime on the East Coast, means you don't. You can't let the kid drift off and then wake him up for the finals.
Nope. If you're on the East Coast and trying to watch the Anaheim race, Triple Crown race,
you could be.
It's gonna be 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because Anaheim always finishes at that time. And why does Anaheim get 46 races and the East Coast and the Mid Atlantic and the East Coast gets a zippy?
Supercross, some kind of special conspiracy deal with Anaheim.
Yeah, I don't believe in many conspiracies, but when it comes to Supercross, I believe them all.
It probably is true too.
They're probably all true.
Something to do with the Knights Templar.
Yeah, it could be Knights Templar, Curse of Oak Island, all that good stuff. there must be a lost Infinity Stone over here somewhere. Called an Easter egg.
Part of
that
a marvelous
you just had a doghouse. You just had a doghouse Easter egg right there. Anyways, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. This is either going to be great.
You left out the amateur stuff.
Well, I haven't even gotten to that yet.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say about the Triple Crown. Monsters had a really good product with Monster Energy Supercross. Monster Energy went to NASCAR and was like, wow, we're going to put this heat racing and other stuff into your racing. And I think it really pooped it up. I almost said the S word. But it really pooped it up. I don't like it. I hope that Monster Energy put a lot more thought into this than they did that dying sport of NASCAR. I hope.
Someone put a lot of thought into this. Whether it's good thoughts or bad thoughts, there was a lot of
thought into putting this together. But I just hope it doesn't end up being something that is confusing. Anytime you start confusing fans, they find something else to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, and you don't want to do it.
Racing is easy to pay attention to as long as they start and finish and you got a race. When you can start adding a lot of Triple Crown, this and... Yep. Amateur racing with the same time as the in the same series as the pros, and
so I want to make 2 of those nights even more confusing. I'm just pretending I'm Monster Energy.
Oh, okay.
I want to make 2 of those nights even more confusing because I just realized now that I have them sitting there right next to each other. The other thing that there's 2 more things they announced. Thing number whatever we are up to, number that
4.5.
They're going to have 4 rounds of amateur racing at the Supercross racing.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's going to be televised, because why would it be in my press
and statement? That's why I'm assuming it's going to be what replaces the heat races in those four.
Well, what I've noticed now with them sitting next to each other is two of the four of those are two of the three of the Triple Crowns.
Because they got to have something between the races for these guys to rest.
But with the extending of the race lengths and stuff like that, is this going to be a five-hour Supercross broadcast?
Because they're usually going at least three hours now.
Yeah. Now you're going to throw in amateurs at Anaheim 2, Glendale, Tampa, and Atlanta. That's two, right? Because Triple Crown was Anaheim 2, Atlanta, and Minneapolis. So, what's the dealio? What is the dealio? Those can make for long nights there.
And I'm not too convinced that running the amateurs at the same on the same night with the pros is a good thing anyway.
I'm kind of actually against this.
Because what happens when you got amateur finishes first, second, and third are faster than your seventh, eighth, and ninth?
What happens when they're faster than your first, second, and third?
Or possibly,
you've been selling me for years the best Supercross racers on the planet are racing Supercross.
Maybe they're not.
Right? We found out last year that might not be true with motocross when the European champion came over here and stomped a mud hole in us. Right, the
literally.
World champion.
literally
stomped a mud hole in us. I do not want to find out that every week at the local, if I'm Supercross, I don't want to find out that all of a sudden these people go, I don't know why I want to go to a Supercross race to see Ryan Villopoto or Ryan Dungy or whoever,
Marvin Muskin
or Eli Itomac.
Jeez.
Eli Tomac is of all the people I just named, the only one that's ever been on the doghouse. And I'm so rough on him. I'm sorry. That's part of the privilege of being our friend and being on our show is we pick on you. But what happens when these guys are racing faster on these tracks?
And that's a possibility.
That's a very real possibility. 5 or 6 years ago, it might not even been that long. It might have only been 3 or 4 years ago. Adam Cianciarulo on his 250 was racing faster than Ryan Villopoto on his Kawasaki 450. And Kawasaki went out and broke Cianciarulo's shoulder.
That was his leg.
I think the first time it was his shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Right? I think it was clavicle, I think was the first one.
That's
busted him up pretty good. So
clavicle's
that
not part of the shoulder.
Whatever. Don't get technical on me. I'll mute you again. You like I did Ken. But he tore him up. They tore him up. Well, I don't know. This is conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Right? Supercross, there's conspiracy.
The truth is out there.
The truth is out there. We just have to find it. Anyways, it's I don't agree with bringing the amateurs on it. It's not that I don't like amateur racing. It's not that I don't want to see it. I just think for the sport, it could be potentially a bomb.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, too.
I'm worried about
it being a bomb. Even not faster than the first, second, or third guy, if they're faster than a portion of the top 10, it's not going to look good.
You can hit me up with this but if a guy does really good, maybe he'll get a pro ride. Right? You can totally hit me up with that. Yes.
And that's a very true statement.
That's a very true statement. If you have one freak guy that's out there that's fast and he gets a ride, that's great. What happens if the top 10 in the amateur racing end up being faster than the guy who won Supercross?
Not going to be a good evening.
You've just defiled your part. You've just made Supercross into the Nationwide Series or Xfinity Series or whatever the hell it's called now in NASCAR. Well, you've just devalued your whole product. You might as well call Supercross Moto America Supercross because you'll devalue it. One more thing. We got about 5 minutes left on the show. And one more thing. That's the five show. We can't take. It will not be one more thing. That's probably copyrighted.
This is the 4 minute break.
This is a 4 minute puke and rally. I don't know. They're gonna have a second East West showdown. Which you want to talk about something that can donkey punch the point system?
Yeah, when I read this one, I was thinking this.
You don't know what the donkey punch
out.
Is? You really gotta look it up. All right, but this here has the potential. They're going to do, obviously, they do the East-West Showdown in Las Vegas every year for the 250s, right? And this is mainly just 250s, right? The 450 boys run all across, and they run all the races. So this doesn't matter to the 450s, but this matters a lot to the 250s. They're going to have a second East-West Finals in Indy. Which I'm trying to pull up a schedule to see what the... I think it's the middle of the season. Where's Indy? Indy.
I think it's right when they switch from the West Coast to the East Coast.
No, it's not. It's actually pretty late in the season, which I'm kind of surprised by. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 races to go.
So they're going to do it then and then again in Vegas.
Yeah. So they're going to have an East-West showdown in Indy, which I think it's a good spot for it. It's like three-quarters of the way to the East Coast from the West Coast. And since Anaheim has 27 races, 30 races, whatever it is. The points way they're awarding the points is what worries me about this.
It is a little convoluted when you first read it, but it is definitely something that's going to be.
You'll have an East qualifier, right? You're not gonna. I believe, and now I didn't pay attention. I think the old East-West showdowns was. I think it was pretty much set up the same way. I think your heats came out of your side, right?
Yes.
So
and the main had both.
And the main had both, right? So they're going to keep that format, right? But at the end, if you win the race, if you're from the East, you get 23 points. If you're second in the race, 26 points. If you're second in the race, it doesn't matter where you're from, you get 23 points. So if you happen to have a really strong East Coast batch, your guy who's leading the race or leading the West points could end up getting closed in on pretty good. Could end up down in those 1 points.
Yep.
Right? We've had it where every now and then you get a year where the best stars are all in the West or all in the East, right? West is best, East is a beast, right? So it'd be really, really...
This is definitely going to be... season is going to be one to watch.
It's either going to be something we love or we're going to be complaining. I don't know.
Well, this is a doghouse.
Unbelievable. We're going to be complaining. Ken's already complaining even though he's
even
silent.
Even if we like it...
We'll complain.
We'll complain because that's just what we do.
So there's just a lot of weird points. Weird changes. The points, I don't think it matters. I like doing away with the semis. I never was a big fan of the semis.
Well, you're already bored with us.
Yeah,
I'm
tired. I've been up at 5 in the morning the last, couple days.
I'm up at 5:30 every day.
Yeah, but what time do you go to bed?
10:30.
Yeah, I've been going to bed at, midnight 1. That's my problem, not yours.
All right.
I don't know if I like the Triple Crown and the amateur racing all being in the same rounds. You know, it can't always be just for the television thing because at Minneapolis... they're doing the amateur racing at two other places and not Minneapolis, so who the hell knows? I will say this. I will be mad if all these changes take away the little KTM Juniors Cup, right? If they take away the KTM, the little KTM racers, there will be hell to pay.
Pissed.
There will be hell to pay on this show. I will go for blood.
Wife will be pissed.
That was
her favorite part.
That's my favorite part. I love, especially when you get one kid that pops the wheelie or
jumps off and does a
during
sprinkler.
The Monster Energy thing where the kid won and then got up there and dug the back wheel in on top of one of the hills. Right, you gotta love that stuff. So do not do that. Don't screw with it. That's a good formula. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel.